Hello everybody, this is Attorney Sharp Raleigh from the Sharp Raleigh Law Group. I am a lawyer in California and I am a native of Mauritius. I speak English, French and Creole fluently. And I'm going to cover a topic which a lot of people now from Mauritius are asking me is whether how a Mauritian can move to the United States basically legally. And I'm going to cover in quickly about the most common visas that can be used by a Mauritian to come or immigrate to the United States. And I have this slideshow here. So first of all, I say thank you to all my to all the people of Mauritius for welcoming me in this on the slides. And I'm going to cover the topics and also give you a phone number where one of for our office in Mauritius, where they can actually help you and guide you possibly to come to the United States. So I'm going to cover the most common visas, as I mentioned. An overview of the visas. These are the non-immigrant visa. That means it's not a green card yet, it's just a visa. However, some of them can be converted ultimately into a visa. The most common visas we see people who come to the United States from Mauritius is probably the B1 B2 visa. The B1 stands for business and the B2 stands for visitor visa, which is also the tourist visa. The B1 visa allows you to come to the United States to look for prospect of business. It's actually not a visa, employment visa, but ultimately once you're here, you might be able to change status or adjust status depending on your situation. And we have many articles that are covered on our website pirallylaw.com on the matter. So you can this visa is a very common visa. You can get it directly from the US Embassy in Mauritius. And the second one is a B2 visa, which is a visitor visa. A lot of people want to come as tourists to visit the United States and go back, and this is a B2 visa. And usually they combine them under the B1 B2 visa. The other common visa that we see for people, not only from Mauritius, from many countries, is the F1 visa, which is a student visa. There are many schools out there in the US that offer international student programs. You have many, like in California, you have all those Cal State, but you also have private schools which you can and you can look into to come to the United States. And once you get the school, they will issue and they accept you. They will issue something called an I-20. With the I-20, you can go and get your visa. You fill the form DS-160, and you will get your visa to come to the U.S. And again, if you need help, we will be able to help you. Then the other visa that a lot of people, especially in the Silicon Valley, like is the H-1B visa. This is the most common employment visa. All those engineers in the Silicon Valley, doctors, come usually on this visa. Unfortunately, it's limited in numbers. They issue around 65,000 for regular bachelor's cap. You require a bachelor's degree of 4 years plus experience sometimes to get those visas, but you also need an employer to petition for you. So it's not very easy to get both. And for those who have a master's degree in the US, there's another 20,000. Unfortunately, when the visa opens on April 1st, it does open only on April 1st of the year. They get so many applications that the visa closes within 2 3 days. So you need to be ready in advance and find your employer, etc. And we can guide you on that too. Another visa which is very interesting are the L1 visas. The L1 visas are for intra-transfer visas. That means basically, if there's a company in Mauritius which has a branch, a subsidiary, or an affiliate in the US, they can transfer an executive or someone of a specialized knowledge to the United States. There's no cap on those visas. That means it's open all the time. That visa can also be used efficiently as an investor visa, kind of. For example, you have a company in Mauritius and you want to open another company here as a branch. You can use this visa to come to the United States. Another visa which is common of people of extraordinary ability is the O visa. But usually people who qualify for that can also file directly for the green card. There are some elements and you can read on our website more details on that on pirallylaw.com. Now let's talk about the immigrant visa. These are the green cards. You can also come directly on a green card to the United States, although you can file them after you come here, possibly on the previous visas like L1, H1, etc. But the most common that are interesting, which doesn't require, for example, the EB1A. These are based on extraordinary abilities. We have a very good test on our website. Who can qualify for those? And these are for people who are, you don't have to be a Nobel Prize winner, but you have to be at least at the top in your field and you have to be cited, etc. Then, but you don't need an employer. The good thing, you don't need an employer on EB1A. There's also another one which is called EB1B for outstanding researchers, scientists, and professors. These are also interesting, but you need a school or a research unit to sponsor for you. The EB1C is for intra-transfer employees, and those are for people who basically come to the United States and are under exactly the same as the L1A, but after 1 year they can actually file for a green card. In fact, they don't have to wait the 1 year if the business is already running here. But there are some stuff that you have, some things you have to meet. For example, for number one, you have to be a manager in a managerial or executive capacity. And the second element you have to meet is basically within the past 3 years, 1 year you have worked for the foreign company as a in a managerial capacity. And number three, there's a qualifying relationship between the two companies. There's another interesting one which I have not written on the board here. It's called the National Interest Waiver. This is very, very interesting because the National Interest Waiver is an EB2 category. That means basically for people who are born in Mauritius, it's very interesting because it doesn't require an employer. And if you have a national interest and of extrinsic merit, according to a test, you might qualify for that and come directly on a green card. So the National Interest Waiver is a big one, although I didn't put it on the board here. I am going to do a slide especially for this one later, but I wanted to mention it here. So there are options like that, and these are mostly on employment base. Now they're non-employment based, for example, family-based visas. Like for example, if you're married to a US citizen or a green card holder, you can file for a spousal visa. And I don't think the Mauritian, the US Embassy in Mauritius cater to those. They will probably send you to Kenya or another country for your interview. But you can file what we call a fiancé visa, K1, bring your spouse here. Before you get married, and then get married here and file for the green card here. Then, of course, you have the parents' petition. If you want to file for your mother, father, you can file if you're a US citizen, but it doesn't apply to green card holders. Sibling petitions are for brothers and sisters, pretty much the same thing. There are many other visas out there, by the way, so but I have limited myself to the basic ones just to kind of introduce United States to the Mauritians now. And hopefully we will be able to help you, and you can call our office in the United States on 510-742-5887, and if you're in Mauritius, the number is 217-4744 or 217-4745. And just to let you know, everything I've just told you is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you need help. I am Shapirali of the Shapirali Law Group. You can check on us at piralilaw.com. Feel free to call us or email us if you have any questions. Good luck to you, and merci to all the Mauritians listening. And we will be back for more information on those visas. Thank you.